So isn't it interesting that you have Cain and Abel, Cain being of that wicked one, Abel being righteous, right? Yep. And yet Cain slew Abel, who was his brother. And when I think about this, I think about all those reprobates who have been threatening me yep. and wanted to take my life. And every time they try to correct me about my doctrine, they say, don't you love your brothers? There's a lot of truth to that, isn't it? Because they're seeing me as a brother who, like Cain saw Abel, who he wants to slay. Yeah. And why are they saying that? Because they are of that wicked one. That's why. Yeah, right. Yeah, oh, don't you love your neighbor? And these are your brothers. You know, they want to be, they want to make it seem as though we're related. But really what they're saying is this: we want to slay you like Cain slew Abel.
Yeah.
And that's why he says, don't marvel if the world hate you. Because if the world hates you and you're marveling at that, you obviously haven't heard of Cain and Abel. Cain slain Abel. It says in verse 14, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. So one of the key qualities of a Christian when they get saved is they just have this natural love for the brethren.
Amen.
You know, you come to church and you're just like, man, I love being around the brothers. Man, I love the fellowship with the brethren.
Right.
And there's like a longing to be with the brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a longing to fellowship with the people of God. Why is that? Because we're taught of God to love our brothers.
Amen.
We have the Spirit of God, and my spirit resonates with your spirit with my spirit. And when we fellowship, we delight in that, you know, company. Okay?
Yeah.
And we have love one toward another. Not because I'm brown and you're brown. Not because we come from the same cultural background. Why? Because of God and his word. Because of our beliefs. Because of our core doctrines. And what does that show? It shows us that we've passed from death unto life. Because we love the brethren, the Bible says. Verse 15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Now, this is also showing us that a Christian can hate his brother, right? It's showing us that he can hate his brother. And look, if a Christian hates their brother in Christ, what does it show? It doesn't show that they're walking in the spirit. It shows that they're walking in the flesh.
Amen.
Why? Because the works of the flesh are made manifest, and one of them is murder.
Yeah.
Hatred, variance. You understand? So what should we take from this? What we should take is this, is that we should never hate one another.
Amen.
And along with that, we should never be bitter against one toward another.
Yeah.
Hold grudges one toward another.
Right.
Don't let this turn into like a drama church.
Amen.
Okay? Talking to you ladies out there. Yeah, I said it.